USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. At least 21 people are hurt following an apparent gas explosion at a downtown hotel in Fort Worth, Texas. The explosion struck Monday, leaving a large hole in the lower portion of the Sandman Signature Fort Worth Hotel. Fire officials say at least one of the injuries is considered critical, with two people in serious condition. There are reported to be 14 victims in the hospital. Blizzard conditions continue in parts of the Plains states, including North Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas, while a larger winter storm continues to dump snow on other Midwest states. From Chicago, Illinois, to just west of Kansas City, Missouri, there could be a half foot of fresh snow in some places. The head of Homeland Security headed back to the border this week, Alejandro Mayorkas says it is time for Congress to act on illegal immigration.
We need more asylum officers and immigration judges so that we can resolve asylum claims quickly.
Monday's visit to Eagle Pass came just before the House Homeland Security Committee plans to hold a hearing about Mayorkas' potential impeachment. There's now an effort underway by Republican lawmakers to impeach Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who has been hospitalized within the last week or so. There are main questions about why so few people knew about it.
We'll take a look at process and procedure here and try to learn from this experience, and if there's some changes that need to be made, we'll do that.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. On Friday, the Pentagon announced Austin was admitted to Walter Reed on January 1st for complications possibly related to a recent elective medical procedure. The first commercial space mission to the moon has reportedly been cut short. The lunar lander launched this week by Astrobotic Technology would have been the first ever private company equipment to land on the moon, but it experienced a critical malfunction barely a day after launch that led to a fuel leak. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said during a visit to the Middle East over the weekend, it is imperative to ensure all displaced Palestinians in Gaza have the ability to return to their homes.
Palestinian civilians must be able to return home as soon as conditions allow. They cannot. They must not be pressed to leave Gaza.
Blinken has been on an ongoing visit of the region through the early part of this week. He says more than 90% of the region is dealing with food shortages. And he said getting more humanitarian aid into Gaza will be crucial. The chair of the Republican Party of Florida overwhelmingly voted out by party members in the wake of scandal. One GOP state representative in Florida said after Monday's vote, he expects the controversy surrounding Christian Ziegler to affect fundraising.
I think that most people are paying attention to this, so I think a lot of the small donor dollars may be drying up.
The new Republican Party chair in Florida, Evan Power, says he is not concerned about that.
We can build that trust back because we can prove that we were bigger than one person. We moved on as fast and efficiently as we could, and now we're here in a new chapter with a new chairman.
Sales of sugary drinks fell dramatically across five U.S. cities, and it comes after those cities implemented taxes targeting those drinks. And those changes were sustained over time. That's according to a study published Friday in the journal JAMA Health Forum. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.